Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it got made this weekend and being made right now. I'll start, unfortunately, again with Donald Trump. Evidence has just come out that Donald Trump, when he was still president, remember, he lost the election on November 3rd, but under the law, Joe Biden didn't become president until January 20th. And why is that? Because Congress in the past has thought that the new president needed a few months, get his feet wet, get her feet wet, put a cabinet together. Until Franklin Roosevelt, they had no March, believe it or not. The new president coming in didn't take over till March. The old one stayed on from November to March, a long time. Suddenly occurred to people that he could do some mischief if they were permitted to continue, so they moved it up to January 20th. I'm beginning to think they should move it up to December 1st. But in any event, it gave Trump a lot of room to do bad things. And it turns out that on December 27, he put in a call to Jeffrey Rosen. He was the acting attorney general, you may remember. Because finally, crooked William Barr had had enough. Not that he lacked capacity for evil, but he was smart enough to realize that Trump was planning a coup and he didn't want to be dragged down in history with that. So he resigned. Jeffrey Rosen was the acting attorney general and a guy named Richard Donahue was his deputy. Evidence come out that Donald Trump called Jeffrey Rosen and Richard Donahue and said, I want you to put out a statement saying that the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and to my congressional allies. Quote, Rosen said, look, I can't overturn the election. Donahue took notes. These notes are going to be evidence in front of the January 6th commission. Donahue fortunately took notes and wrote down verbatim what Donald Trump was saying. And Jeffrey Rosen responded, I can't overturn it. Trump said, well, I'm not asking you to overturn it. I just want the Justice Department to say it was corrupt and leave the rest to me. And he said, he mentioned Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the rotten congressman from Ohio. He said, Jim Jordan will help take care of it. He's a, quote, a fighter, end quote. That's in Richard Donahue's notes. And he said, Ron Johnson, believe it or not, unfortunately, mark of shame, our senator from Wisconsin, Trump said of him, quote, he's getting to the bottom of things, end quote. Ron Johnson. Then there was a guy from Pennsylvania, Republican congressman named Scott Perry, who, according to Donahue's notes, had said that the election was a fraud, that it was stolen. Then Trump said, again, according to Donahue's notes, quote, the people saying that the election was not corrupt are corrupt. In other words, anybody who says that Trump lost by 7 million votes and 36 electoral votes, which was the truth confirmed by multiple audits. One of the elections that Trump was complaining about was, of course, Wisconsin's, where he lost by 20,000 votes. Recounted several times, and then ultimately, the Republican Party and Trump paid money to recount Milwaukee and Dane County. They could have recounted the whole state that one more time. They didn't do it. Milwaukee and Dane County, and they may have also done Brown County, I forget, but that was it. Certainly Milwaukee and Dane. And that recount added votes to Biden, a couple hundred votes. There are always going to be a couple hundred votes one way or the other, but not 20,000. And then Trump said, according to Donahue's notes, nobody trusts the FBI. Apparently, Rosen had said, well, you know, the FBI's looked at this and there's nothing there. And Trump goes, nobody trusts the FBI, his own FBI, his own FBI. He's the one, he said, he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA, but he trusted Putin. And Ron Johnson said the same thing. Remember when he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate? FBI and CIA reported to him on Homeland Security matters. Ron Johnson said he didn't trust them, but he trusted Trump, and Trump trusts Putin. And then, believe it or not, in the December 27 call, in that call, Trump raised the issue of the Italy conspiracy. Now, this one, there's a lot of goofball conspiracies. There's a QAnon conspiracy. There's all kinds of conspiracies. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that the California wildfires were started by intentionally by some laser mounted in space, that kind of thing. But this one really takes the cake. This conspiracy is that the Italian military has satellites, which they don't have, and that they beamed a signal down to the voting machines in the United States and changed votes from Trump to Biden. And not saying why they, first of all, it didn't happen. They can't do it. No one technologically can do that. Why would they do it? They're a member of NATO and they're our allies. They're a great country. This is kind of the goofy things that he was saying in that discussion. And, you know, when you think about that, it's one thing people say, I support Trump and I like he did this. I like that he did that. Don't agree with some other stuff. On balance, I'd vote for him and all that. But it's quite another thing when a goofball gets on the phone with his acting and in there only for a few days, attorney general, and wants him to issue a statement with the cover of law, the appearance of law, saying that the election was corrupt and, quote, leave the rest to me. And he mentions Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and the Scott Perry character from Pennsylvania. This is all going to come out in the January 6th commission. It's already coming out right now. It's essential to subpoena Donald Trump in front of that commission. It's essential to subpoena Jordan of Ohio in front of that commission. One excellent reason why Nancy Pelosi, among others, vetoed him. Kevin McCarthy stuck him on as a vandal to vandalize and blow up the commission in bad faith. Nancy Pelosi vetoed him and one other guy, Jim Banks from Indiana, who'd ridiculed the commission and said right from the get-go, the election was stolen and the commission was a fraud. And so Nancy Pelosi said, well, we have one guy who's getting subpoenaed. Now, apparently, he was on the phone with Donald Trump on December 27, a reference, I should say, in that call, and actually met with him prior to that, before Christmas, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And they talked about how to leverage the January 6th meeting, the insurrection that Trump had orchestrated by sending the get out the vote cards in the form of social media. Come on January 6th, big rally, a lot of details. We're going to overturn this election. They all show up. The president sends this thing. He's got to be subpoenaed. Jim Jordan's got to be subpoenaed. Ron Johnson should be subpoenaed. He should be subpoenaed in front of the commission. He was mentioned on December 27 in the call. There's a guy who quotes, get to the bottom of things. You know, Mr. Johnson, what did conversations did you have with Donald Trump? What did you say to him that led him to believe that when he said, leave it up to me, just you, the attorney general, acting attorney general and deputy say it was corrupt and leave it up to me and quote my allies in Congress, end quote. Ron Johnson, were you his ally in Congress in overturning this election? Were you his ally? You've already said that it should be overturned. And a lot of them have said that, and they really knifed our democracy, but were you actually in on it, talking to him? Is there a reason he mentioned you? Why did he like you so much? Why did he like you so much? So there you have it. That is a piece of evidence that'll show you what's going to come out in this January 6th commission. And there are three people that should be subpoenaed. Donald Trump, right at the start, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Ron Johnson, it's not even certain that Ron Johnson is going to run. The Republican Party is already making plans for him not to run. A lot of their pundits have said privately, you know, he said to this fellow, this woman, Booth was her name, right-wing commentator a week ago, I'm not the best candidate. So a lot of them are sniffing around and circling around Congressman Gallagher from Green Bay. Most people haven't heard of Gallagher. He's more moderate than the rest of them. But Johnson should still be subpoenaed in front of the commission. And Gallagher, frankly, did stand up to Trump, said he was partially responsible for the insurrection. And he's been moderate on infrastructure and a lot of other things. That may kill him with the Republican base, but I'll tell you what, Ron Johnson is killed in the general election by the overwhelming electorate. We're not going to put up with the guy who says that he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA, and who Trump is mentioned as one of three people who are his allies in Congress who will overturn the election. All the Justice Department has to do is put out this weaselly statement that is false, that it was a stolen and corrupt election. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.